Hello, and welcome to Journey, the thought for the week from Torch Trust. I'm Grace Davis, and this week's thought is written by Jean Lake, a Torch client and supporter for many years. Jean has written a book called Guidance at the Crossroads, and she is very kindly donating all proceeds of this book to Torch. If you would like to purchase a copy in print or audio, please telephone 0161 980 1375. Today's thought is read to us by Jill Ferriby.
Recently, I received a box of birthday flowers, freesia and roses. A lovely surprise. I've always loved freesia and remember my nurse training days in the 1950s when I always bought Yardley's freesia talcum powder. Sadly, the flowers are now force grown, so although beautifully formed, healthy and in vibrant colours, they no longer have their fragrance. Beautiful to look at, but absolutely no scent. They might as well be artificial. But these birthday flowers have restored my faith, my joy once again in freesia. I was so happy to phone the customer services of the flower firm to say, "This is not a complaint or a problem, but a praise." The scent of the freesia is fantastic, pervading my little home, a constant reminder of the giver. I'm not usually given to extravagant comments, but the scent is heavenly. I ponder, and am reminded of Paul's words in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16. Thanks be to God, for through what Christ has done, he has triumphed over us, so that now, wherever we go, he uses us to tell others about the Lord, and to spread the gospel like a sweet perfume. As far as God is concerned, there is a sweet, wholesome fragrance in our lives. It is the fragrance of Christ within us, an aroma to both the saved and the unsaved all around us. God wants my life and yours to be a sweet fragrance to those with whom we shall be in contact today. Having said that, I wonder if it is possible to be clinically correct, doing, saying, and being all the correct things as a believing Christian, but without the warmth, sensitivity, graciousness and gifting of the Holy Spirit. In other words, missing out on some of the fragrance of Jesus. Modern freesia, on the whole, look good, look perfect, but may lack their vital asset, the beautiful perfume. May we not deny God's gracious Holy Spirit the freedom to bring his gifting through us to be that aroma to the needy world around us. You in your small corner, and I in mine.
Thank you for listening to Journey, produced by Torch Trust, a Christian organisation for people at any stage of the sight loss journey. Torch supports over 100 local groups around the UK, where people who are blind or partially sighted can meet together. Perhaps there's one near you. You can find out more on our website, torchtrust.org. Or telephone 0333 123 1255.